make a lot of money.
For sure you can.
You make a lot of money.
In any industry.
But you also spend a lot of money. That's what you don't understand. What do you mean for what?
For what?
I'm going to explain to you something.
Yeah. You can explain to me all day long.
I have never had so many expenses.
Somebody's going to complain, well, you don't understand. Vancouver's so expensive. New York's so expensive. LA's so expensive. Yeah, I know it's expensive.
It's a good exit for brokers, right? If they go with the money and they save it in like, you know, 5 to 10 years, they can net out pretty decent money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then reinvest that and go do something
with it. Yeah, if you were living somewhere else in Vancouver, all my money, I've only managed to save, you know, living in downtown, living in kids, owning a home, owning a car, all these expenses add up.
It all comes down to like how much you can put away instead of. Sure, you can have real estate costs, you can have rent costs, you can have the cost of business, you can have food and everything else. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the other stuff that you're spending your money on.
I make a lot of money, but I spend a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
In everything.
Or can you come back?
Okay, just going to give you an example. Yeah. I did my hair highlights yesterday. I paid close to $300.
I got my highlights for free.
That's because we're in Vancouver.
Yeah.
This would cost me $80 anywhere else in Canada. How can you save up? 10% of your income.
Yeah. See, we can come back now. That's what it comes down to, right? Like, you know, do you need that bottle of wine or the glass of wine over dinner, right?
No, do you need that purse every single year? Do you need that Lexus or can you get by with a Toyota? I'm talking about savings like that. I shop at cheap stores. I use my products until it rips, and even then I still wear it.
See that? Oh, yo.
My dress shoes are the same, maybe.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Only time I care is if it's raining. And that's how I cut back. I've been to Montreal.
But
I think
I
think Montreal groceries are so much more expensive than here.
You find?
Oh yeah, I think it's so much more expensive there. Same as here, depends where you go. If you go to Cole Harbour and you go to Urban Fair there, you spend like crazy amounts, right?
Yes.
Versus going to Safeway just two blocks, four blocks.
Still,
so you gotta know. I find the only thing cheap in Montreal was the real estate, and I find everything else expensive. Versus Vancouver,
where
I find in Vancouver where the real estate
were you
is expensive.
Montreal?
I was in downtown Montreal.
Yeah, well, that's why.
I was downtown Vancouver here.
No, but it's different.
No, it's not different.
This is different.
I got like two pairs of these jeans, and I just rotate them throughout the week. Like, there's
no
watches.
Do you ever get that urge to splurge though?
Like, no, not really.
No?
Really?
Yeah. See, I get
urge to splurge on things like this, on him, on mm-hmm. on building my company,
yeah.
not on myself. I just don't.
You know, who knows, 5, 6, 7, 10, 20 years from now, those little savings become $1 million, $2 million. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Well, what does someone say that you're missing out on life, that you focus on life just to make
yeah, but what's your life?
No life.
Yeah, but to me, that's life.
That's life.
There I love go. That. I love the hunt.
Yeah.
Remember, there's going to be a tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be financially free, or it's going to be, holy shit, I'm 80 years old and I need to work. Not I love to work, but I need to work. And that's all I was trying to get across.